Morning.
And the greatest hit of all time.
KJR-FM and HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
Want to visit Disneyland at Disney's California Adventure Park for the holidays? Register for the name game right now at 957KJR.com.
People say this during the holidays.
Just having everyone all together is present enough for me.
What they really mean is...
I would do backflips, or would learn to anyway, if I got the new E350 with attention assist, drowsiness monitor, lane keeping assist, and blind spot assist. So much assisting, I can't even imagine.
Come into the Mercedes-Benz winter event for some of our best offers of the season on some of the most well-engineered cars on the road today. Drive away in the 2013 E-Class, and the next time someone says...
Gee, I couldn't have asked for anything better.
They will legitimately mean...
Wow, I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Get the 2013 E350 4MATIC Sports Sedan at 2.49% APR for 24 to 36 months, or lease one for just $599 a month for 30 months with $4,869 due at signing. Hurry in, the Mercedes-Benz winter event ends soon.
Available only to qualified customers, exclusive to the Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through November 30th, 2012. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today, or visit us on the web at PugetSoundMB.com.
Hi, Snow Mom here. Are you looking to bring a little holiday magic into your home? Who is it, right? Well, nothing says holiday magic to this Snow Mom than a beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas tree. And you can get your tree plus everything you need to decorate it at your neighborhood Fred Meyer. Isn't that right, Mr. Announcer?
You got it, Snow Mom. The Fred Meyer Garden Center is filled with gorgeous, fragrant trees ready to take home and decorate. Choose from Noble, Grand, or Douglas Fir in a great selection of sizes and prices, starting at just $19.99. And you can save an extra $5 with a special coupon in this week's ad. And while you're getting your tree at Freddy's, you can also pick up all the decorations you need to make it really shine. All holiday home individual ornaments are 25% off. And save on all lights, tree toppers, tree skirts, and boxed ornaments, too.
My Christmas tree and decorations all in one stop. Oh, that's enough to make this Snow Mom melt. Hey, cool it, Mr. Announcer.
Fred Meyer, all things holiday, all in one stop.
Give the gift of the great outdoors from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings. Or give Cabela's gift cards the gift that always fits. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
This is a Toys R Us news update. All the toys, all the time. Here's Shane Colton.
Don't miss the two-day sale Friday and Saturday. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola, Lego, Disney Princess, and more. And buy two, get the third free all Leapfrog. Plus, Doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. to Saturday, 3 p.m. with price match on everything.
Toys R Us. Why shop anywhere else for toys? Why?
Discounted or free item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusion supply. See store or website for details.
Right now at Staples Copy and Print, get 50% off photocards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store or staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Great food. I give it 4 stars.
2 stars.
I like emerging markets.
ETFs are the way to go. Yeah,
I give that movie a thumbs down. Typical Hollywood.
Thumbs up.
Did not see that ending
Buy this
coming.
Album.
They're
You'll
the
love
next
it.
Big thing.
One hit wonder.
I can't believe
Today, the world is more opinionated than ever before. So you tend to take notice when everyone agrees on something. Like the opinions drivers have about the Audi A4, which they ranked highest in total quality index in its class.
Like it.
Hashtag
share it.
And now, with its dramatic redesigned LED lights, MMI with Audi Connect and navigation enhanced by Google Earth, opinions about the new Audi A4 couldn't be higher.
Some features mentioned are available options total quality index score based on Strategic Vision 2009-2011 average.
Visit your local Audi dealership during the Season of Audi event and lease the 2013 A4 for $429 per month for 36 months. And we'll waive your first month's payment and security deposit. Offer ends January 7th, 2013. For more details, visit nwaudidealers.com.
Safeway presents a thriftier holiday. So, Black Friday happened, or was it Thursday or Sunday? Well, at Safeway, there's no confusion about when the deals are. You'll find amazing deals every single day and get the quality Safeway is famous for. Quality and low prices are what makes Safeway, Safeway. Right now with your club card, packages of Rancher's Reserve boneless beef round steak are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. Haas avocados are just 79 cents each. And 24 packs of refreshed water are 3 for only $10. 16.9 ounce bottles. No matter when you shop at Safeway, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whenever, you'll find fantastic low prices and the quality that make the holidays magical. And with Just For You, you can save even more, 10 to 20% more every time you shop. Savings like that come in handy about now and all year long. Download the Safeway app at the App Store or Google Play today. That's a thriftier holiday. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Christmas lights, check. Blow up snowman, check. Moss out. Moss out? What does that have to do with Christmas? Well, according to legend, if you've got moss on your roof, Santa won't land there. So grab moss out and kill the moss to get a clean landing pad. Moss out is available at your local home garden center.
Hello friends, Jay Cordich here. Some of you know me as the father of juicing. I'm 89 years young and have been teaching the benefits of juicing for over 60 years. Can you believe that? Do you want to feel better, live longer, lose weight, or get stronger? You can do it. Don't wait another day to give yourself or someone you love the gift of health.
Go to fatherofjuicing.com to order and receive a $50 discount on your Power Grind Pro Juicer. That's fatherofjuicing.com.
Don't wait. Order now.
Want to know more about your old jewelry, gold, or coins? Go to westseattlecoins.com.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, good morning. We are looking at a quiet drive at the moment. It looks like we're not really dealing with any blocking incidents, but we do have some crowding northbound I-5 through Federal Way as you approach 516. The Valley Freeway northbound as you make your way between 18 and Willis. Looks like both floating bridges going along at the speed limit, and so is southbound I-5 ever to Seattle. That's a speed limit drive.
Traffic is brought to you by Pike Place Market, where you'll find authentic, unique, and local gifts for all your loved ones. Need quick inspiration? Visit the Pike Place Market gift guide on Pinterest at Pinterest/Pike Place Market.
Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, we're going to talk to Eric and Jody, and they'll recap their India adventures with World Vision.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
Sounds like an oldie, but it's not. It's Dick Dale, who's playing at the Crocodile Cafe tonight at 8 o'clock.
Dick Dale, the master of the surf guitar, pretty much invented the thing. What was that the soundtrack to? This was a famous
Pulp
movie.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. There you go.
All right, it's about 9 past. Good morning, everybody. 9 past 6 on this Friday. And it's going to be a wet weekend. Today's the 30th of November. Rain's supposed to be intensifying. Should be really raining by tomorrow morning. Definitely feels like winter, although enjoyable. Yesterday was the kind of day where it would pour, and then there would be a glimmer of blue sky. And you'd say, ah, it's clearing up. And then a few minutes later, you'd be holding your hand over your head and racing through pouring rain again.
Like a combination punch. You know, there's, the first one hits you, and then while he reaches back for the second one, a little crack of blue between the cloud fronts.
That's vintage Pacific Northwest weather, by the way. Other parts of the country, you know, it's either a rainy day or a sunny day. Generally speaking, you got to be near mountains to get this mixed bag.
It's perfect if you like fresh air and green grass.
Clean air. Yeah.
If you like to ski, it's not so perfect, though. Snow level needs to come down.
Yeah. It's still too high?
Yeah, a lot of rain in the mountains this weekend, it sounds like.
Do our ski areas, now, are any of them open yet?
Well, I know Stevens opened. I don't know if they stayed open or not. I'll have to check on that because it's been a washout pretty much up there the last week.
And they like to open at Thanksgiving.
And they, and I think they did, too. They got enough snow to get open. Right now, there's a 25-inch base, 2 hours of new snow in the last 24 hours at Stevens.
Oh, good for Stevens.
Yeah, so according to their website's latest update.
Snoqualmie, probably not so good.
I check for you.
No, there's no. definitely nothing happening.
Nothing there.
Low elevation. Crystal?
Crystal Mountain, we'll check on.
Did it open yet?
You haven't even thought about skiing yet. Every year I think about skiing, then I remember the broken bones, and then I stop thinking about skiing.
Is it an ache or just a mental recognition?
It's a mental recognition that that's how I broke my bones. The only bones I've ever broken in my life.
You got a hand run over or something, didn't you?
I split a finger in half.
I remember Ben that.
Snapped it in two.
Crystal says it's open with 6 lifts.
Wow. Crystal. Okay, so you got Crystal and Stevens, but Snoqualmie, it's too early.
Yep.
But here's the problem for a ski area. Nobody goes until they see at least a little bit of snow down here. Because that makes them think, oh, there must be a lot of snow up there.
That does ring the bell.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't take your good skis. Take your rock skis if you're going.
You have rock skis?
Yeah, the skiers. So you generally have a pair that they don't mind getting a couple gouges in because there's not enough
base
yet.
Well, it's tomorrow's going to be December already. Our Christmas show is sold out, we are sorry to say. Actually, no.
I was going to say,
who are you checking
with?
Very glad.
Yeah.
No, the Christmas show did sell out. I am sorry because as some people keep emailing me and going, what happened is it sold out almost a month ago. It is Mike Birbiglia, who is one of the hottest comedians in the country, is that movie Sleepwalk With Me, and Spike and the Impalers, and my son Andrew as the opening comedian 2 years in a row now. He aced it last year. He earned the right, I think, like Spike and the Impalers, to be part of the family.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that we're going to be giving away tickets for the show, for the Thursday show. We have
I'm keeping those for my friends.
Oh.
when he says he's getting calls, that was your clue.
Yeah. We were going to give away some tickets. This was going to be the only place you could get them. But too many of my friends want to go.
Right.
So,
knowing Bob personally is now the only way to get tickets.
Really, pretty much call me with what you can offer.
So either today or next week. So tune in because we can play games and do something.
We're going to do something to give away tickets.
How's Andrew's new movie doing? Sleep With Me.
Sleep With Me. Sleep All Day With Me. Andrew is he
on the road? I haven't heard from him in a while. That usually means he's out.
He was actually at Laughs last weekend, and he's going on the road today to Eugene. In fact, he said he might stop in because one of our comics, Tommy Jonigan, I guess, is performing in Tacoma, and a friend of his is the owner of that club, so he may stop in and say hi to Tommy Jonigan. So we may see my son. It's funny, he doesn't... remember he used to come around every week, sort of...
Well, he considered that to be an open mic.
Yeah, he considered this open mic Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I actually have to bug him. Come on into the show.
Is he getting too big? He's getting too big for you.
I wouldn't say it's that. I would say, though, that he has confidence now and that he's a busy schedule.
Yeah, he's not in town like he used to be in town, working the clubs locally.
Right.
That kid gets on the road, all the time. I'm amazed he's driving to Eugene this week and then coming back for next week's show. Is it just
that's a light for him. If he was driving to Denver, it would be more normal.
Wow.
I think he's working his way to about 1,000 shows. I mean, he's,
I think he's over 1,000.
Yeah, getting up on stage. That's a lot of time he's put in since he started this thing.
Yes and no. I mean, if you all know the 10,000 hours cliche by now. And I don't know how it applies to your job if you're listening out there in person. Or if you even have a job, do you have a job where you consider how good you are at the job important? I say this because I had a lot of crap jobs.
Right.
I worked in assembly. I worked in a grocery store. I did all kinds of nutty stuff. I was I worked in a fruit stand. And I was kind of directionless. Even though I knew I wanted to be in radio from the time I was 6, radio didn't know it wanted me yet.
Took it a while to figure that out.
Still, it still has its doubts.
Radio had to hit bottom, had to have an awakening.
That's right. So anyway, but if you're in a job where you need to be very, very good at it, there is a lot of truth to that phrase, which is found in fact, I think he's even quoting somebody in the book Outliers.
The Malcolm Caldwell book?
Malcolm Gladwell.
Gladwell.
Yes. In that book, Outliers, it is stated that in order to be good at anything, you must first have 10,000 hours of great practice.
Well, that's tough for a guy like Andrew because he's practicing sometimes at 10 minutes a day. I mean, he's got.
When you start, you do an opening set.
Yeah.
And it's 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah.
I mean, he's.
He does 40-minute sets now, okay, so it would take 10,000 40-minute sets.
Wow.
If you only count the time on stage, but of course all the time spent writing, working, practicing.
Right. True.
And even the time you spend thinking about your job counts for something.
How long does it take you to get to 10,000 hours?
Well, I did the calculation.
Did you?
Of course I did. I'm an obsessive compulsive. in our job, there was a time, it was about 1998, that our show became a talk show. Frankly, because if we just kept playing records, we would have all been fired. There's no record show needs like six people on it. You know, they would have quickly picked us off one by. In fact, they were trying to do that
one
already.
One guy to dust off the record, one to put it over.
Right. I was alphabetically challenged, so I couldn't put things back.
Yeah, somebody did.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know what I mean? Like, we were done. We were. You could see with consolidation, the handwriting on the wall, radio was going to, you know. And also, with the rise of the internet and all of the things that were happening, it was going to get more and more competitive. And I knew that the shows that succeeded were the ones with fans, real fans, and real enemies. You know, mm-hmm. Any good show has people criticize it, people who love it, and people who talk about it during the day, people who talk about how bad it is. You know, all these people, wow, 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 wow. The more they talk about you, the better. So that was 1999-ish. And that's when I count the beginning of our show. Even though we had 10,000 hours mm-hmm. previous, I actually did the math, 4 hours a day on the air times 5 days is 20 hours a week times 4 weeks a month, 20, 40, 60, 80 hours a month times 10 months is 800 times 12 months is 960. So, and I roughly figured we spend sometimes 15 or 20 minutes extra working on the show.
Right. You're taking that. And we're taking
you're so
it.
Devoted.
That's the thinking about your job he was qualifying
right.
earlier.
No, but, right. but in other words, I was being conservative saying 1,000 hours a year.
Yep.
So 10 years put us to 2009. And about that time, we had 10,000 hours. And I noticed once we had 10,000 hours that we were fantastic. No, I'm
that was the tipping point, which is right another one of those.
Yeah,
that
that's another
books.
One of his books. Yeah. No, at 10,000 hours, I didn't worry about it anymore. I mean, I still concern. I have all kinds of. I have panic attacks because they're fun, and I have stage fright and all of those things. But I didn't. I was no longer concerned with like this is what I do. Previous to that, I was just trying to survive. How about you?
Before this,
are you following the conversation?
I'm following this. Well, I'm looking
here
at
here. I think I'm being like, well, so thoughtful.
I'm sitting here doing.
I'm sharing. I'm burying my soul.
You got me.
And
this.
I go, how about you? And you go, ugh.
Well, you got
he's
me
looking
doing,
for tickets for January New Year's Eve.
You got me doing.
Are you
math.
Giving tickets away to your friends?
No. You got me doing math.
I was kidding about that.
Because somebody says a bachelor's degree is 10,000 hours. I was doing the math in my head.
No,
4 years. I don't.
You
think
were busy
that,
doing
no,
math
not.
Problems while I was burying my soul.
Yeah, but I agree in 2009. We hit 10,000 hours, and then in 2010 we had to go find a new job. Right,
that's right.
So,
so that was how we knew we had made it.
Yeah.
Well, you did find the job,
yeah,
so maybe
did.
There's
that's
something
true.
In that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I did this, I didn't really do anything of substance. I mean, I worked at an espresso shop and had a great time doing it, but I. You know, this is the only real
he's
time.
He's not going to talk about what happened in the basement of the espresso.
Well, there was no basement. It was
doing something with,
well
with before, substance.
This is well before medical marijuana laws yeah. passed. Yeah.
Doing something with
the
a
only,
substance.
Only real job I've ever had. I feel pretty lucky.
I was an really? Unreal job.
Yeah.
It was a surreal job.
Yeah, it was. It was a great job. But this is the only real, I guess, career I've had. And thanks to you, I mean, pretty much.
It has nothing to do with me. It's well, all you, buddy.
You're the only guy I've worked for so far.
Is mean, that right? You poor thing.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, I think we got a few more years.
I feel like I run an orphanage here.
There are some strays.
Yeah.
You've collected a few strays along the way.
It's more like Oliver Twist. You're Fagin, and we're little pickpockets that run around and do the dirty work for you.
Something like that. So if you're in any kind of a job, and I would say a master carpenter would be a good example. I mean, I know one guy, a master carpenter, who literally you can say, I envision something like this, and he will put it in his head and he will build it. And if it's a porch or a, if it's a deck, if it's whatever it is.
A whole building. And I know who you're talking about.
A whole building. He will, from start to finish, be able to do the whole thing. And he has all the knowledge. And when it's done, it's artistic, it's beautiful, it's beyond what you could have imagined because he brought all this talent to it. So it's, you know, it's not just entertainment. It's any job that you want to be incredibly good at. Now, I could just as easily see, and I'm not putting the people down, who don't care about work. Because work, you either love work or you just do it. Angus T. Young.
Angus Young's a really, he loves his job.
Angus T. Jones. Dude goes to work, hates it. They pay him $8.5 million. Best job in the world.
And now, he's had it for half his life.
Now, hold on a minute.
Much like you.
Hold on a minute. This kid who has been
this
doing...
This is the kid on Two and a Half Men.
Right. Who's been doing it since he was literally a
little
kid.
Still employed as of this morning, miraculously.
Right. I would find it really hard to say that he has felt this way about that job for his whole career. I really do believe, having watched this show...
With the Seventh-day Adventists?
Yeah. He has literally had a life change, and who knows why, who knows how much it was self-driven or... You know, getting indoctrinated, as we discussed earlier this week. His view of the show that he presented this week in the This Is a Piece of Garbage,
Don't
Bother. Do you
believe in indoctrination, by the way? I challenge the whole notion of indoctrination.
Oh, I don't.
I think they just unlock the inner, already indoctrinated person in you.
Release your inner douchebag.
If you're that easily suggestible that you could actually, you know, crap on everything that you that you've worked for.
We did spend a lot of years around Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that can hurt too. But I mean, look at Mel Gibson. Like, do you believe that he was really a sweet guy and the alcohol was the problem? No.
No, you're right.
The alcohol didn't indoctrinate him.
He had those feelings. And I don't know, maybe Angus T. Jones did have those, I can't believe I have to do this to earn money all the way through. But maybe he didn't, and maybe he put in 8-9 years of really hard work on that show as a young actor. I mean, he was in movies too, but it's not the only thing he's ever done. He's done a lot of performing, a lot of acting. Kids put in his 10,000 hours, I would venture to put forth.
Yay. How long's the show been on?
Two and a Half Men's probably been on for 10 years.
He's been 10 seasons.
Yeah,
he's probably got 10,000 hours.
He's made a couple different movies with you know, accompanying roles.
Yeah, so how could he have 10,000 hours?
Those shows, you're putting in 10, 12-hour days
right,
on those
10,000
shows.
Hours as an actor. He's got more than 10,000 hours at his age.
And I
19?
Yeah.
So he should be excellent at his craft. By the way, the book did not mention this, but you obviously have to have a certain amount of talent for the 10,000 hours to take place.
Mm-hmm.
If you give some guy with fat fingers a Stradivarius and give him 10,000 hours, he's still going to sound like a monkey.
With a Stradivarius.
You know, with a Stradivarius.
That's a good point.
And you have to have good teachers. That's the best part. You have to be around people that really know what they're doing, what they're teaching.
So maybe the kid doesn't really have the 10,000 hours. Maybe he hasn't achieved yet. I don't know that he's always felt that way about the show. I'd find that really hard to believe.
You think that he loved the show and that these religious zealots... And by the way, no one has said how they got a hold of him or why he suddenly appeared on that video. It just appeared, right?
Right. I think Jody said... Or I'm sorry. I think Sean said that he joined that church within the last couple of years.
He'd been doing a lot of soul searching, and he'd been going to church with friends around the Los Angeles.
He'd been sort of taking
it for a test drive.
Jack is saying something I said on day one. I don't know if you're right, Jack, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, when you watch the video, he comes right out and says, this show that's on it this time, don't watch it. I mean, come on. It's just like you said, you want Joe to do a little thing for your show. I mean, we can't fall into this trap. The guy's
you say it's clearly a publicity stunt.
Oh, it's advertisement.
I thought that on day one, but no one else has said it except for you, Jack.
Well, that's silly. Watch the video. It's pretty funny.
All right, Pedro, run it again.
Yeah, I need to find it. But you know who else is doing the same thing now? Because this is getting viral. This is another person that is...
Oh, yeah, everybody's doing the copy.
This is,
yeah.
No, This is Matthew Perry doing this. Listen to Matthew Perry while I look for the other one.
I guess it started because I saw Angus T. Jones's video trashing Two and a Half Men, so I decided to sit down for an hour and skim the entire Bible. Anyway, glancing at the Bible has led me to realize that my show, Go On, is a complete abomination with terrible morals. Don't watch my show. Yeah. I want you to stop watching NBC's Go On. Now, this isn't the first time that I've trashed one of my shows after a spiritual awakening. In 2006, I begged people to stop watching Studio 60. Now, that video was very successful. No one watched that video. So I'm trying it again.
Attaboy.
Do not watch Go On. So because I think all of my TV shows were immoral, I'm going to give all the money back. So, all the money I'm making from Go On, I'm giving it back. From Mr. Sunshine, giving it back. Studio 60, giving it back.
What about Friends?
What do you think, I'm a f-ing moron?
Okay, there he is. So, I don't think Angus, I thought that the first day. I don't think now that it's publicity stunt, although I think they should spin it into one by getting him some counseling and having him apologize and having him now be famous because he did it. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's half serious about a Seventh-day Adventist thing, which is fine, but I think he's using it for the advertisers. I think he's just selling the show.
All right. Good theory, Jack.
Well, nobody sat through the whole thing, but his original video was 14, 15 minutes long, talking about God and stuff. And
yeah, that's a good point, too. We, like everybody, played an excerpt from it.
Right.
It was the juicy part.
Exactly.
But he didn't, like, just come out and do that like a promo. He came out and did a whole pro.
Yeah, he seemed pretty serious about it.
Rainn Wilson did one for The Office that was clearly a little spin on the whole deal. And then, of course, Matthew Perry's there. Charlie Sheen came out and offered up a spot on his show, Anger Management, which was the most blatant fishhook publicity move of the week.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with publicity. What could we do for publicity right now?
That
wouldn't sound like a cheap copy of that.
On this week's installment of Two and a Half Men, I didn't see it, but apparently his character tells his dad that his new girlfriend has given him the clap, and he says it was that's great because it proves he was having sex. So I don't see what's filthy about that at all.
Why would they have a problem with that?
How can people not see the PSA value in a message like that?
Teachable moment.
By the way, that's another thing about shows. Is that low morals, or is that a lesson against having low morals? A lot of people can't tell the difference between the two. They confuse the two. They see something and they go, well, I find that objectionable, but they don't have any idea of the context in which it's presented.
And I'll give you just a quick example. We talk about Two and a Half Men being sometimes not the most highbrow written stuff on the world. Mentioned Oliver Twist a little bit ago.
Yeah.
It's a show about pickpockets.
It's a show about kids pickpocketing.
It's not a how-to.
It's considered some of the finest literature of all time about kids pickpocketing.
Right.
Nobody ever said, hey, it's a how-to for kids.
Right.
It's going to make them pickpocket.
It does show the downside.
It shows how hungry they are, too.
Like getting the clap from Miley Cyrus.
Right.
Her character, I should say.
Speaking of hungry kid, is that happening?
That's who plays his girlfriend on the show.
Oh, he gets the clap from Miley Cyrus.
Man, so cute.
And he also gets paid.
Disney's like, why didn't we think of this?
29 after 6. Good morning, everybody. Speaking of hungry kids, Eric and Jody are wrapping up their trip to Delhi, India. And it's been an interesting week. A lot of friends have talked to me about their calls so far. They've done a great job of bringing the experience to you, albeit over the phone. We have all traveled with World Vision, and we've stood there and experienced with our own eyes what they do. And it's nothing short of miraculous, saintly. I use all those like words with religious connotations, but let's forget all of that. It's just incredibly kind people who, and if you think about this, they change not just the person's life as it is by helping them or keeping them alive or whatever it is. They actually change generations after generations. A part of why we do this is that the kids that we know we've affected because we've actually gone and met them, they're kids, their kids' kids. You know, you actually get to do something that, I don't know when you think about it,
plants a seed in the community.
Hundreds of years from now, the whole place will be different.
Yep.
So as Eric and Jody wrap up this trip, which was a good long trip, by the way, an entire work week spent going out to some of the most deplorable conditions that human beings have to live in, going out every day, even though they get to return to their guest house every night. As they wrap up their week, we want to make sure that we say hello to Laura and Melissa and get everybody back home safely so that we can have our radiothon next Thursday. Eric, namaste.
Namaste. How have things been during the week for you?
It's been a wonderful week, actually.
Man, running water, electricity, yeah. Whatever we wanted, man. Right there. You flick a switch and stuff turns on.
Yeah.
Wow, what's that like?
Yeah. It's actually pretty sweet. I actually thought about you in the hot tub last night. So anyway,
hello.
We are reminded, actually, as you call, of the trips that some of us have taken.
Yes, yes, and it's funny. After a while, you get used to the conditions here, and the idea of going back to America seems so foreign. Even though we're about to get in a small minibus type vehicle and drive to the crazy Delhi traffic and head to the airport. It just seems like another world away. The United States, what is that? It's a dream? Does it really exist? I don't know.
And, you know, that's weird because I had that same feeling in Senegal and standing in Africa. And after a week, that felt like home. And I thought, and, you know, you think about places that are far away, like where you were at in Delhi, and you just go, oh, it's a place. It's India. It's that movie. Slumdog Millionaire. I remember seeing deplorable conditions, tough problems for kids, but it's still another world. You don't think of it. And so when you're there, you are actually experiencing us as another world.
That is so true. I mean, this morning we took a train ride. We went from the city of Delhi to the city of Agra, which is to the southeast. It's about 150 some odd miles away. And the train system right here, I mean, it's nothing at all like going to an Amtrak station in South Seattle. I mean, here, you've got people everywhere, taxi drivers, vendors, food sellers. You walk into the train station, and there are people literally sleeping on the floor because they'd rather crash on the floor instead of finding a guest house or someplace to actually pay for. And the train stations let them. They say, okay, you can sleep here for the night as long as you have a ticket. But you can only stay here one night. So it kind of reminds me of, like, Walmart's RV camping policy.
Right.
But, I mean, the floor is covered with people.
Mm. And it is, that is the other thing, the crowding compared to what we live in is a big, beautiful city.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. On those trains, Eric, in the movies you see guys, like, sitting on the top, and, I mean, people just packed in there. Is that the way it really is?
It really is, but the train that we had was a passenger train that didn't have room for that kind of cargo. Although when we were going toward our platform, winding our way through this crush of people, there were entire families that were coming the other way carrying bags of this and that and some holding chickens. And I found out that those families with their dusty bags were carrying everything they owned. And these were the people that were coming from the rural areas where they couldn't make a living anymore and were coming to Delhi hoping to turn their lives around.
Trying to get a job.
What happened to these people?
Yeah. Trying to get a job that pays probably, what, $38 a month or something?
If they're lucky. Mm. But the thing is, most of these families, they come to Delhi looking for a brighter future. They either end up in a slum, which is actually one of the better outcomes, or they end up having to squat by the side of the street, you know, sleeping in the dust. I mean, it's not a pretty thing at all to see.
Sorry.
And then we can sit down in our train, which didn't have cows but pigs and goats and chickens and that sort of thing.
Is Delhi and New Delhi the same place? Is there an old Delhi anywhere? Because sometimes I hear it referred to as New Delhi. Sometimes I hear it referred to simply as Delhi.
Yes, Delhi is two cities in one. New Delhi is what the British built. So it has wider streets. It has big, solid buildings. It has roundabouts. Whereas Old Delhi has all these twisty roads and crumbling buildings, and it's a lot more chaotic. So, yeah, you've got Old Delhi and New Delhi all in the same megacity of 20 million people.
I've been reading your blog, and it just is well done, first off. Jody's blog today, really, I mean, it made me cry. If you folks haven't gone to BobRivers.com and read the whole week's worth of blogs, do yourself a favor. But I saw a picture of you standing in front of the Taj Mahal. Now, is that just a cardboard cutout of the Taj Mahal, or did you actually get down there?
Yeah, we ended up going to Agra, which is where the Taj Mahal is, because World Vision is starting up a brand new area development project. Because 3 million tourists go to Agra for the Taj every year, and there's all kinds of things to buy: snow globes and magnets, and more snow globes and more magnets and postcards and brass little trinkets of the Taj. And but it turns out that a lot of these things are made by kids. And the kids start working as young as age 5. I mean, it's just crazy. Some of the things they do is they have to melt down the brass, and they reach into the furnace to pull out the molten metal. And what often happens is that they lose a hand, or they lose an arm, or they lose a leg.
So when you're a tourist visiting the Taj Mahal, this is almost like blood diamonds. You may not realize that some of those toys and some of those trinkets were essentially made by child slaves.
That's exactly right. And that's what World Vision is working to turn around, because they know that this is a huge problem. And that's why they're starting a brand new ADP. So that's why we went to Agra. And while we were there, we just thought we probably should see the Taj, because when else are you going to see it?
Yeah. Wonders of the world. Yeah,
let me tell you, it's unbelievable.
Do you think they know Taj Mahal, the dude? Do they know there's a guy that makes music named Taj Mahal?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
It's not really big there, no. Let me say hi to, if I could, our teachers, Laura and Melissa. Are they standing by? Are they near you?
Yeah, you bet. Let me hand you to Laura, our Bollywood movie expert. Who knew?
Hello.
Good morning, Laura. How are you today?
We're good.
You're good. So you're a fan of Bollywood. Tell me how that happened.
I don't know. I fell into it a few years ago. I picked up a movie somewhere. I think it might have been Netflix, and watched one movie, and I was hooked.
When you get back home now, tell me one thing you want to make sure you remember from your trip.
I want to make sure that I remember the difference between having world vision and not having world vision, you know, in the different situations with the slums that we visited. And that really does make a difference, because I know some people, when they donate to these kinds of things, think that it's just their money's going into some netherworld of nothing. But it really does make a difference. So I'm going to go with that premise when I get back, trying to, you know, tell people about it.
Are you bringing back any show and tell items, any kind of thing to physically show the kids and describe to them about your trip?
Yeah, well, do you mean I'm bringing back pictures of the places that we went? I've got pictures of my sponsor child and pictures of, you know, the buildings and the things that we saw when we were in the ADPs. And then, you know, we picked up a little trinket for each of them. But, yeah, just, you know, we have a technology thing where we project the picture onto a screen, and so they can see kind of a full-life type of thing on where we went and what we did. We did a Skype with them, too, which was really nice, where we got to talk to them, and they asked questions. And then we talked to our sponsor kids, and then we got to talk back to the kids and, you know, answer some of the questions that they had asked. So that was fun.
You got to speak to your class through Skype while you're in India?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, we had a substitute set up a Skype session, so that was cool.
Oh, very cool. All right. Let me say hi to Melissa.
Okay.
All right. You can say hi to everybody before they come back. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi. How have you changed on this trip?
Wow. This has just been amazing. I think to see the empowerment and the hope that these, especially the girls and the women, have that we've seen that the World Vision is working with, it's just amazing. I mean, how little they have, but yet they still have hopes and dreams, and the voices that these children and these women are being given is just amazing to move forward with their lives. It's just incredible.
Will you use this on your children in your class? Will you tell them, like, I mean, I know it's hard to do that without being negative. Like, you could have things a lot worse. Let me tell you how worse it could be. That's sort of my dad's voice in my inner head.
Exactly.
How will you be able to do? I'm sure you'll be much nicer than me.
Well, and we were actually just talking about that today, that, you know, I mean, we work with immigrant and refugee students, and it's, you know, we were just saying as poor as we thought they were, I mean, the children here, it's 10 times worse. And so just that whole perception of, you know what, no matter where you are, you can strive and reach for anything that you want.
Beautiful.
I think that's the power and the message that I'm going to bring back.
Thank you, Melissa. You know, my dad also used to say, if I left the lights on, what do you think this is, the Taj Mahal? You can't keep leaving the lights on.
You always say that, yeah.
He never knew what the Taj Mahal. I don't know.
There's probably not even electricity in the Taj Mahal.
Right, there are no lights.
Yeah, there are no lights. Well, see, he didn't know. All right. Very nice to talk to Melissa. Let me say hi to Jody, and I'll let you guys continue on with your journey as you head home.
Great. Thank you. What's up, fools?
What's up, Jody?
Hi.
Hi. So now that you've completed the majority of your mission, how thrilled are you that you did get to go compared to before you were like, I don't need this?
Yeah. This was a beyond words lifetime changing trip. It's only been a week. I will never be the same. That is the simple way to put it. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't really want to talk about it before we were leaving because I thought that it was going to break my heart to leave my son, and I thought I was going to have a really hard time. But as it turned out, who cares about that kid?
That kid he's got it pretty set. Good.
Yeah, that kid's got it all.
Hey, I just got some good news. They'll extend, and you guys can stay another week.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, we can stay another week. Steve's crying.
Steve is the one who's dying. Yeah. All right. Well, Jody, we're very excited to hear all your stories when you get back. And thank you very much for doing this. From the whole show, by the way. This makes you...
Oh, my God. We thank you for sending us. I'll speak for everyone. This is a lifetime-changing week. And I got Pedro something.
Is it something in a vial? Is it some sort of bad cold you're going to give him or something?
Yes, I'm bringing him back a bad cold. Yeah. You know.
All right. No, I'm sure you have a nice gift for him. Okay. Right, we can't wait to see you guys when you come back. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Our crew in Delhi, India with World Vision, working on a missionary level this week, going out to villages and helping with the humanitarian efforts. And our radiothon is next Thursday. And it's across our Clear Channel radio stations. All of our other radio stations have asked, how can we help, which is very nice. Wow. We will tell you more about child sponsorship and how you can have a personal connection with someone that will change your life. 17 minutes before 7. Up next, comedian Tommy Jonagan, who's performing at the Tacoma Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow, 8 and 10:30. Also, a lot of bands put out box sets this time of year to capitalize on Christmas gift giving. I mean, because it just seems to be
the right thing.
A wonderful time to buy.
Yeah, it is.
There is one group that is begging their fans to please not buy their new box set.
And
is it Angus Jones has a box set?
It's not a promo men. Either. Yeah, they're serious. 18-season
collection.
They're saying our newest release is a total ripoff.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, good morning. We are seeing heavier volumes northbound I-5 through Federal Way as you approach 516. The Valley Freeway also pretty crowded between 18 and Willis, while northbound 405 through the S-curves is a little slow as well. Southbound I-5 starting to see a backup now through Linwood, Edmonds, and making your way into the north end of Shoreline. Everett to Seattle, about a 36-minute drive, so pretty much the norm.
Traffic is brought to you by Ski Mart. Hey, skiers and snowboarders, snow is dumping in the mountains and the slopes will be open soon. It's the perfect time to come into Ski Mart for amazing deals available anytime this season on all your ski and snowboard equipment. Ski Mart located in Bellevue, Tacoma, and Alderwood.
Friday's a great day to get together after work and celebrate the fact you made it through another week with your coworkers. And a great place to do that is Applebee's. Actually, any day is a great place to do that because happy hour happens 7 days a week and it happens twice a day. It starts at 3 o'clock, goes all the way to 6 p.m. And once again, tonight, the late night happy hour will kick in 9 p.m. to close. What do you get at happy hour? Well, you get half-price appetizers, a lot of the best stuff on the menu, the quesadillas, the nachos, the boneless buffalo wings. And also you get great prices on drinks, and just about any drink you want is on special. They've got margaritas, Long Island iced teas, the wines, handcrafted martinis even, and what I usually go for is the great micro beers that they offer. Though you can have micro beers or domestic beers during happy hour at very special prices. And this happens at all Applebee's. There's 27 locations in the greater Puget Sound area. So if you're out shopping this weekend and you want to stop in for a little happy hour, I'm sure there'll be an Applebee's near you.
Don't miss McClendon Hardware's amazing one-day sale, Saturday, December 1st, with incredible one-day values like a 6 to 8-foot sheer Doug fir Christmas tree for only $14.99. Huge 6-inch florist quality poinsettias, just $5.99. Or save $18 on a pre-lit deer sculpture, one day only, $14.99. All that and much more, but only while supplies last at the one-day sale, Saturday, December 1st at all 6 McClendon Hardware locations.
Honey, we've got new neighbors.
Any kids?
No, but they're real friendly.
There's a new KeyBank in the neighborhood. That means closer, more convenient access to checking and savings accounts, 24/7 ATMs, and our friendly relationship managers.
You should go over there and welcome them.
I did. They gave me $150.
What?
And right now, when you come to our new branch and switch to KeyBank, we'll give you $150.
Nice neighbors.
KeyBank. Unlock your possibilities. Additional restrictions may apply. Ask for details. Member FDIC.
Offer available for a limited time at our Bothell, Aurora and 130th, Edmonds, and Mount Vernon branches.
Sleepless in Seattle, Snow White, Sex in the City. These aren't just box office hits. They're unique, handcrafted donut creations from Legendary Donuts. Take a bite out of your favorite TV characters like Homer Simpson and Steve Urkel. Thanks, SweetJack.com.
Have you been searching for that special gift the whole family can enjoy this Christmas? Well, look no further, because your independent Trane Comfort Specialist is making it easy to replace that worn-out heating and air conditioning system that's wrecking your monthly budget with high utility bills. Right now, your Trane Comfort Specialist is offering 12 days of Christmas special financing with approved credit on the purchase of qualifying Trane heating and cooling equipment. With special financing for 24 months available, your Trane Comfort Specialist makes it easy to stay cozy this Christmas. So no matter what the weather is outside, your Trane Comfort Specialist will make you comfortable inside. Find your nearest Trane Comfort Specialist. Visit us at thetrainzone.com. That's thetrainzone.com. What are you waiting for? Call your Trane Comfort Specialist today and ask about the 12 days of Christmas special financing that is available. Hurry, this offer won't last long. So go to thetrainzone.com. That's thetrainzone.com for your nearest Trane dealer. Remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. See your independent Trane dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Special financing offers valid on qualifying systems only and subject to credit approval. Void where prohibited.
Hi, I'm Jeff, one of the brake experts here at Les Schwab. When your brakes need work, all you hear is this. But what we hear is this.
Yeehaw! Boy, you pushing me to the limit. Better fix me up today or there'll be no stopping tomorrow. Hey, let's go play chicken with that brake wall.
Woo-hoo! If you couldn't tell, that was a 4x4.
For 30 years, we've been the brake experts at Les Schwab, and it shows. Stop in for your free brake check today. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Hey, Snow Mom here. You know, I always laugh around this time of year when someone tells me they're short on time. But with Fred Meyer, you can save so much time. Even I can get everything done, and I am literally made out of snow. I kind of think that makes me the short on time expert. And this expert recommends extra helpings of Fred Meyer all throughout the holiday season. Planning a special meal? Find everything you need in one stop, along with grab-and-go dinner ideas to help you stay sane before the big event. Not to mention all the great party trays in the deli if you need a little help. Whether you're hosting a party or you just want to round out your family dinner. And the frozen food aisle is your best friend on those nights when you just need a break. Of course, I love the frozen food all year round, but, well, okay, that's just me.
Don't feel like cooking dinner tonight? We'll pick up a grab-and-go dinner from the Fred Meyer Deli. Choose from roasted chicken or 8-piece chicken. Then get 2 delicious sides and 4 rolls for just $11.99. Only at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
This Christmas, give the gift of the great outdoors with gifts they'll love from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings, like a Bradley Original Smoker. On sale now for just $279.99. And take 20% off all in-stock Danner and lacrosse boots. Or give Cabela's gift cards, the gift that always fits. Hurry into Cabela's. In Lacey and Tulalip. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
Get in the zone!
If you need a battery, get to AutoZone, your battery headquarters, with a wide range of proven tough Duralast batteries designed to meet your vehicle's needs. Only AutoZone carries Duralast for reliable starts in extreme weather and maximum power for accessories. And if you've got an old car battery laying around, bring it to AutoZone. We'll recycle it and give you a $5 merchandise card. When it comes to batteries, AutoZone's got you covered. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Christmas lights, check. Blow up snowman, check. Moss beware. Moss beware? What does that have to do with Christmas? Well, according to legend, if you've got moss on your roof, Santa won't land there. So grab Moss Beware and kill the moss to get a clean landing pad. Moss Beware is available at your local home garden center.
What well-known local band will be playing at the sold-out Bob Rivers Twisted Christmas Party for a couple of tickets to it? That's the question at 5 o'clock today, 95.7 KJR. This is Steve. I'll see you then.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, taking a look at your commute. It looks like we are seeing that heavy traffic now southbound I-5 through Linwood, Edmonds, and the north end of Shoreline. Southbound 405 busy between 527 and 522. Northbound 405 actually doing okay, a little bit lighter than normal, but still congested from the Maple Valley Highway through the Kennedale Hill. And northbound I-5 a little crowded as you approach 516 and make your way through the South Center Hill.
Traffic is brought to you by Alaska Airlines, with fares starting from just $59. Alaska Airlines lets you explore more and spend less. Plan your next vacation now and book a trip to one of their amazing destinations. Travel from Seattle valid from 1-8-13 to 3-6-13. Book by 12-3. Seats limited and other restrictions apply. Visit AlaskaAir.com for details.
Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, comedian Tommy Jonigan from Last Comic Standing going to be in studio.